So I thought, some of the feedback I got from the shiur I gave last week on Thursday was that the Misnagdim came out ahead. So we have to fix that. So I want to just continue. There was one of the areas that we didn't get to is the area of Torah Lishma and the machlokas surrounding Torah Lishma and Nefesh HaChaim versus Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. So I thought to put it in the context of the Parsha, we can get to that subject. Again, we're not exhausting the subject. There's a lot more to talk about, but I think there's a very beautiful piece here that I want to share with you from the Ole Yaakov, which I'll tell you who that is in a moment. But just before we get there, just some opening questions, famous questions that everybody asks when you come to the Parsha Yisro. The Parsha begins with the story of Yisro and this decision, the Eitzah that Yisro gives to Moshe about appointing judges, that Moshe's having a difficult time managing everything by himself. Some of you may have had that feeling maybe you did a job, like you were a counselor in camp or you're a youth group leader and you feel like you're doing everything and you're not getting a lot of help. So Moshe has the same kind of feeling, and then comes along Yisro, his father-in-law, gives him an Eitzah. So first of all, the Chiddush is that, you know, that you listen to your father-in-law. That's a Chiddush in itself. But the question that they ask is, what's Yisro? What's the parsha of Yisro, this whole story of Yisro, especially that there's a machlokas in the Rishonim, when exactly this happened? Did it happen in chronological order? The Ramban here brings down a machlokas in the Gemara. It's not just Rishonim, machlokas in Chazal. When did this transpire? Okay, did Yisro come to Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah? So according to the Maan Damra, it says it's after Matan Torah. Even more so, the question is, why does the Torah feel the need in the context of Parshas Yisro, the Aseres HaDibros, the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah, have to give preempt and begin with this story of Yisro? That's question number one. It's a very well-known question. I'm sure you've heard that question before. And question number two is what is the chiddush that Yisro gave to Moshe? Moshe is a smart guy, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Could he not figure out amongst himself, on his own, that he should get help? He should have appoint judges, people who are also experts in halacha, teach them, and they become experts, and they can sit in judgment. Is that not like a simple advice? What exactly is the chiddush here that Moshe was unable to come up with on his own? So we'll just throw those questions out in the beginning. Hopefully we'll come back to them once we understand the Ikar Sugya here that I wanted to discuss. And the pathway into the Sugya, I want to come... Well, let's start with this Gemara here. There's a Gemara at the end of Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph in Shabbos. It's a Gemara that I'm sure you've heard before. And this Gemara and the Gemara surrounding it, the Gemaras in Daf Lamed Aleph, are some of the proofs that the Nefesh HaChaim uses in his discussion about Torah Lishma. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet of Nefesh HaChaim is where he discusses the idea of the importance of Lima Torah. He begins by saying that in our generation, the hierarchy of Limud Torah, or the place of Limud Torah, which traditionally was always the most seen as the most important thing, right? The Nefesh HaChaim is very famous for quoting the sources that say that were it not for if for any moment Torah would cease to be learned, then the whole creation would cease to exist. The whole purpose of creation is Bishvila Torah. Right? Bereshis, that Torah is called Reshis, Bishvila Torah. So the whole reason of our existence is Limud Torah. And yet in our generation, Nefesh HaChaim is writing that the Torah, because of people need Parnassah, so less people learning Torah. And even those who are learning Torah or are interested in relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, they're busy learning Musar Svarim, Sifrei Yira and Musar. And they're not being osig in the real meat and potatoes of learning. Gemara Rashi Tosfos. They're being osig in Sifra Yira. And their argument is that Yiras Hashem is the most important thing. Right? So let me learn. Hare, who wrote this? Who wrote the Svarim, the Musa Svarim, the Ramchal, and Avraham Halevi, the Chavos Havos, Rebbein Bachia. These were great tzaddikim, great Talmid Chachamim, and they took their time to write the Sifra Yira, because that's Ikar HaDvarim. That's the, as Reb Chaim is presenting that argument. And he says, no, you don't understand. Of course a person has to have Yiras Hashem in order to enter into Torah, and Torah to be meaningful. But that's not the Ikar. The Ikar is Torah. The meat and potatoes is Torah. Yiras Hashem, it's a prerequisite. Okay, you guys are all going to, most of you are going to go, not all of you are going to go to college, already in college, right? And before you can take the advanced courses, you have to take prerequisites. You have to take English, composition, whatever the prerequisites are. You have to take calculus before you can take advanced math. You want to develop to be like Rabbi Gordon, you have this love for mathematics. You have to start with the prerequisites. In every whatever your discipline you're going to be studying, whatever your major is, that you have to start. So the basic prerequisite of Limud Torah is Yiras Hashem. That's a prerequisite. It's not the goal. It's not the tachlis. The tachlis is Torah. Torah l'shma, says Nefesh Chaim, you're all aware of this, I'm sure, is l'shem Torah. Torah is the tachlis. That is our reason for existence. And one of the gemaras that is quoted as an argument for this, and it seems a very good argument, is this gemara here in Shabbos. Amar Rabba, it's on the flip side of this page, whatever, if you're on the right side, you're on the right side, the other side, if you're on the wrong side. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Torah Ve'ema Yira Shamayim, Doma Legizbar, Shemasru Lo Maftechot Hapnimiyot, Maftechot Achitzonot, Lo Masru Lo. Bahai Oya. Anyone who has Torah, but he doesn't have Yira Shamayim, so he's like the person who they've given him the inner keys, but he's missing the keys to the outside door. And therefore, how can he go in, or how could he go up? Right? How can he go up? If he doesn't have the door, the outside door, he can't get into the inner chamber. The inner chamber is what? Torah is the inner chamber. The outer chamber is Yiras Shamayim. Again, Nevesh HaChaim doesn't quote this Gemara exactly. He quotes the Gemara, Yiras Hashem Hi Otzaro. Torah is the Otzar. Yiras Hashem is the Otzar. In other words, Yiras Hashem is the Otzar means it's the storage room. But what do you put in the storage room is the Torah. The Torah is the treasure. Yiras Hashem is only the storage room. But the treasure itself is Torah. So here too, the Ikar Tvarim is Torah. The outer room is Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim is a prerequisite in order to get into the inner room. However, the Gemara continues and says, "Masrur Rav Yonai, Chaval Adaleis LeDarta Vitara LeDarta Avin." Says Rav Yonai, he sort of announces, proclaims, that chaval, that we don't have the chatzer. That you have the shar v'tara. The shar is meant for the darta. Darta means the chatzer. The whole purpose of the shar is to get into the chatzer. The shar is the gate. The gate to get into the chatzer, into the courtyard. And chaval, if you don't have a courtyard, you have a gate without the courtyard. Meaning, what's he saying? He says, what's the gate, according to Rav Yonai? The gate is the chaval of the late darta. Chaval, you don't have the chatzer. You don't have the courtyard. Vitara, the gate is made for the courtyard. So what's the gate? The gate is Torah. The chatzer, the courtyard, which is where you want to get into, is Yiras Shamayim. Okay? That's what Rabbi says. That you, because right, the Gemara said before, "Kol Odom Sheish Bo Torah Ein Bo Yerushalayim." So Rama Bar Avuna said it's considered like the gizbar to the treasurer. Okay, he has the inner keys, doesn't have the outer keys. Okay, I wonder if they still have these. They don't have these things anymore, do they? These like vaults in banks. They still have them. You ever go with your mother like to take something out of like this? I like the security box. He's like in these banks. No, I don't remember. As a kid, we used to whatever. Anyways, none of your business. So the says Rabbi Yonah seems to say just the opposite. He says that he calls the gate is Torah and the chatzer is Yerushalayim. So how does this make sense? How does this Gemara make sense? Is one Sosa the other? That's what it appears to be. So I want to draw your attention to the page on the flip side. Okay, this is from the Sefer Ole Yaakov. Ole Yaakov, I do not own. So whatever, if you think getting me a gift, this is a good one. No pressure. It's hard to get, actually. Is the only person I know that has it and sells it is his name is Rav Dudkevich from Rosh Hashiva of Yitzhar. I think his name is Rav David Dudkevich, which is like a double David. He is very, very special Rav. He learned in a lot of different places, including Merkaz. He's Chabad, he's Merkaz Arav. He was very close in the Siva Shalom. And this is his Rebbe, though. Although I don't know if he ever met him, but this is from the Rabbi Mihosi Atin, which is a mouthful.
Rabbi Shaul Dudkevich.
Who? Dudkevich? I don't know.
Dudkevich?
No, it's Dudkevich. Dudkevich. Like if in English you call him Davidowitz. Here it's Dudkevich. But it's the Rabbi Mihosi Atin is a Ben Acharben from the Magid of Mezrich, okay, from the Magid of Mezrich, whose grandson was the Rizhner, Rabbi Yisrael Mirizhin, who had many sons, and that Chassidus has is Boyan, the Boyan Rebbe comes from the Rizhner, and Sadigur, and Buhash, and Shortikov, and Stepanesh, and Hosi Atin. So they all have a last name Friedman. Some of you, well, the SAR, there's a guy,
yeah,
SAR. Sure.
Yeah,
Shua Friedman.
His dad is a Ben Acharben.
Yeah, so I went to school. Yisrael Friedman, and so is he. Yeah, he's also Ben Acharben. This is from this family, okay. And what was one of the unique things about this Rabbi Mihosi Atin is that he was the head of Mizrahi in Europe, meaning he was a Tzioni. He was a religious Zionist. He looked like a Chassidus Rebbe. You can Google him, but he was the head of Mizrahi in Vienna. He made Aliyah to Tel Aviv, and. Whatever, very, very unique individual, out of the box in many ways. So this is a Torah from year Tarchatz. Okay, Tarchatz. What does it translate in? So Tuf Reish, Tzadi Ches. Okay, this is 1938. Okay, Tuf Shin is 1940. Tarchatz 1938. Okay, he died in 1956. Here in Eretz Yisrael. So, starting from here, Ksiv Levavur Nasod Etchem Ba'alokim Bavurtiel Yerasol Panechem. Okay, in order to test you, comes Hashem, in order that you should have fear on your countenance. Okay, we're gonna read inside together. There's no chidushim here. Just to learn this together. It's such a beautiful piece. You'll never want to lose this page. Says ki af achar kabbalas haTorah tzrichim liyira. Even after kabbalas haTorah, this pasuk is after the Torah was given. Even after Torah, you need Yira. Ki Torah b'li Yira Shamayim Eif Sharlavo l'madregos kvohos. Because Torah, without Yira Shamayim, you can't reach the high levels. V'zeh l'va'avur nasot. Nasot, not from the lashon of testing, but actually to raise you up, right? A nes is a flag. A nisayon is in order to raise, a test is in order to raise a person up. There's a lot of Torahs, and we spoke about that, Sakedis Yitzchak. Lashon harama gdula, as Rashi says. Lavola madregot nasot tzrichim yira. In order to come to the higher levels, madregos, you need yira. Isa b'Shabbos, and now he quotes our Gemara in Shabbos, and Aram Bar Rav Huna, call him Sheish al-Torah, and bo yira shamayim dom legiz, bar shem rosum avtechos apnimius, mavtechos echitzonios lo masrulo. B'hai oil, how is he going to get in? Or go up. Klomar be'ezeh petach yikaneis liftoch as apnimiyim. Lefi ha-ma'amar hazeh, shar yiras shamayim hu achitzoni, v'shar ha-Torah hu apnimi. Right, according to the beginning of this Gemara, the outer chamber is your Shemayim. The inner chamber, the goal, is Torah. Achar kach, Isa, machriz Rav Yanai, chaval, adales lechotzer, vitara, the shar, lechotzer of it. The fi Rav Yanai, yotzeifo, ki ha Torah hi ha shar achitzon, v'yur ha Shemayim hu ha chatzer lifnim. Haumnam shnei ha mamarim sotrim zel hazeh? Lo, can't be. We need, in order to explain this Gemara, we need a little introduction. Yesh hasaga sichliit, v'yesh hasaga nafshiit. There are two different kinds of understandings of things. Okay, one can have an intellectual understanding. Okay, it's seichel, and one can have a nafshi understanding, a soulful, deeper understanding. La saga sichliit, for the intellectual understanding, shayachim, is that a word? Ha'inyanim, ha'hegyoniim. Right. In order to attain a intellectual understanding, one of the seichel, of the intellect, so you need logical things. Gemara, Tosos, Nigle, Vegam Chelek, Minan Nistar, Limud Hishtal Shalus. Okay, you need Gemara, you need Tosos, you need the revealed Torah, and even parts of the hidden Torah, or the Nistar, which is specifically the Limud of Hishtal Shalus, how the world develops. And if you want to references, or Achayim, in the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Okay? Hasaga nafshis hi hara hapnimit. What is hasaga nafshis? What's the soul understanding? That's an enlightenment, an inner enlightenment. Hamadriga yoter gvoha, ruach hakodesh. And even a higher level of this is ruach hakodesh. La hasaga nafshit shayechet ke'ein l'mashal mashem usupar be'igros hanidpas v'sof noam alimelech b'shem ha'magami mezrich. What is an example of this? You're all familiar with the end of the Noam Elimelech, I'm sure, where he quotes the Magen Mezrich, Ha'ish hamazkir et ha'tana ve'ein ro'eh oto tzmiya gdola ala, says the Magen Mezrich. When you're learning Gemara and you mention the name of a Tana, you say Rabbi Meir, and you're unable to see Rabbi Meir. It's a wonder. How is it that you don't see Rabbi Meir in front of you? Like Rav Soloveitchik, right? We mentioned Rav Soloveitchik in that shir. If you haven't listened to that shir yet, okay? It's Rabbi David Krash, Pinyan Aben, the Pinyan Aben of the Karasik family, 1972. You can go on Torah, YU Torah, and you can listen to it. Rav Soloveitchik speaking at that Pinyan Aben, which Rabbi David was not invited to, but he went to. And Rav Soloveitchik describes the feeling when he's in shir, and he quotes the Rambam. He feels the Rambam walks into the room, and then he quotes Reb Chaim, the Rebbe's grandfather, and then Reb Chaim walks into the room. And each one, you have a cacophony of voices, and all the generations, different. They're all filling up the room. Like the Maggid of the Message. Right? You mention them, you don't feel the presence in the room. Ulam, zu madrega gedola. Right? It's a high level. Okay? You need to come back Shana Gimel at least to reach this level. At least post Pesach. I'm not Shana Gimel. Post Pesach. Abol hargish b'Shabbos. V'yis'ateres l'tata b'ama kedisha. Okay? To be crowned here below for the holy nation. La'asaga nafshis kazu yachol kol adam Yisrael b'amtzud ha'achana ha'adrusha l'agiyah. Every Jew could reach such a level of attainment. You just have to have the proper preparation. Okay, you need a few years of learning, and the right kavanas, as he'll describe. Okay, that's a much higher level than a logical. You can say over the suya, you can ace the Cheskin's exam. That's sichli. Okay, but then to take it another level where you actually feel, you're learning, you feel the presence of the Tanayim. That's hasaga nafshis. Hanefesh v'seichel may be adam imo bevol olam hazeh. Both the nefesh and seichel, a man brings into the world when he comes to this world. Ulam hasaga sichlius v'hasaga nafshish shtehen einan tluyos begodol haseichel v'nefesh shemei bi adam mitol levad. Our attainment in these areas of the seichel or the nefesh is not dependent on how big an intellect we have or how big a nefesh we have. Nechutzagam avoda. It's not something that it's automatic. It requires work. Es haseichel tzarech lazun b'limudim v'idias l'chadido ulefatcho. The seichel needs learning to satiate it or to feed it with yedios, to sharpen it, l'chadid, to sharpen l'fateach, to develop the intellect. Utanai ha'soga ha'nafshis. What's the precondition, prerequisite for this soul deeper understanding? Zikuch hamidos. That requires to purify one's character. Shviras hataivos. To remove, break our desires. Kedusha v'tahara. Holiness. Purity. V'kodum kol yirah shamayim. And more than anything else, it needs Yerushalayim. Hasaga nafshis b'li atanayim ha'ele i'efshar klal. One cannot reach those levels of this deeper understanding and awareness without those things. Those are prerequisites, and you'll never get there. Ulam hasaga sichli is, but in order to ace a Gemara exam, do well on a final, efshariti, that is a possible. You don't need those things necessarily. You don't have to be a pure mind. You don't have to be a pure soul. You don't need to, you can still spend time running after taivos and whether it's food or drink or sports or whatever, those things are still possible. You can still have that and still get very high marks and do very well and really ace and we call them dapim and dapim of Gemara. The chenan roim lefami menashim balei sichliot gvoa shemadrikatam hamusarit nemucha. And that's why we often or sometimes see people who are very intelligent. They know a lot of Torah, and yet their moral character is lacking. Afal pikein gam lasaga sichliot shleima nechutza tarat amidot. For a full, a real intellectual understanding, you also will need some purity of character. Yerushamayim, Kimama Rabba, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Torah Yim Yerushamayim, Bechule. Ki belotam haseichel, belotam, or I guess without them, haseichel meshucha rumatem mishpat. Because the seichel can be bribed. Right? The the famous idea of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman that says, was the Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz was asked by a priest, said, Aray, your Torah says, Achir Rabban Lahatos, you should go after the majority. The majority follows the Jew who walked on water. And so you're not following the Torah. The Torah says you should go after the majority. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz had an answer. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, It's not a. You can't go after the Rav and Lahatos, because anyone who's taking shochad is disqualified as a. I'll tell you. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz answers. We only go after Rav and Lahatos when there's a suffix, right? When we're not sure, what to do, right? So we have to sit in judgment over it. So then you go after the majority, but it's something you know bevados. You don't have to bring witnesses. You don't have to have a discussion on judgment. You know something bevados, there's nothing. You don't go after Rabbim. It's 100%. Even if you're in a minority, that was his answer. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, you don't have to come on to that answer. Their puzzle is Dayanim. The whole world that doesn't believe in God, okay, or there's a running after something else, they're meshucha, they're taking their bribes after their taivos. That's why they want to believe what they believe. So a person can be very smart, but if he's meshucha, but if he's taking a bribe, so that's why you need taras amidos. You need to be somebody, an upstanding citizen like Judge Kavanaugh, in order to be sit in judgment. Mashal adam sheyesh lo mishkafayim yikirei erech u'melutoshim heitev avol mu'unanim. What's it similar to a person who has very expensive glasses and they're very nicely polished gold rimmed glasses? Does Ferragamo make glasses? Only shoes? Prada glasses? Yeah. Okay. So yeah, very fancy glasses. But they're totally, they're clouded. The glasses are clouded. They're filthy. they can't see them properly. So that's what you need. You need your shemaim. You can have very good glasses, very good seichel, but you need that you can see things clearly. Ulam hasagan nafshit bli yerushamayim lo titein klal, lo titachein klal. Okay. It says now with that introduction, yerushamayim gami titchalek l'shtayim. Yerushamayim is also two parts of yerushamayim. Yira tata, the lower yira, which is yirashchet biglal haonesh, the yira ilah, and a higher yira, yiras haramimus. Okay, you're all familiar with these concepts. Zu yira me'ava. Right, there are two types of yiras shamayim, yiras Hashem. One is a fear of punishment. One is a fear that I have to do, because if I don't do, I'm going to get in big trouble. That's one level of fear. It's a necessary fear, but that's not the goal. That's not the fear that Hashem really wants from us. Sometimes it's necessary to have that fear in order to come to davening in the morning, because I may not be able to go out at night. And if I don't sign in, then nothing will happen to me. And then maybe a few times, maybe something will happen to me after that. So there's a certain era that is required in order for you. Sometimes we need to act. But the real is like you appreciate, like, wow, they actually have my best intentions. They have the right intentions because they want the best for me. And you have a certain awe for a Kaddish Baruch. That's Yira Mi'ava. That's a Yira that comes from love. Like it says in the Pasuk, Vayira Yaakov Vayomer Man Nora. How awesome is this place? Beginning of Parshas Vayetze. B'hirutz on the Shabbos. Here's an example of this. When the Shabbos Mevarchim, we say, Chayim sheyesh ben Yerushamayim yirashchei. Ve'acharkas, then we say again, Chayim sheteivanu avas Torah v'yirashamayim. Right? Why do we have, we're asking for a Yerushamayim twice? How much Yerushamayim can we ask for? Harishona hi yiras tata. No, the first one is yirashchei. Vashnia hi yira ilah. But the second one is yira mi'aba. Abba v'yirashamayim. Okay, that comes from Avos HaTorah. So anu mispalim hazeh af pishu inyan shel avoda, aval b'chol ma'aseinu v'odasinu anu tzrichim nesiyata d'shmaya. Okay, we pray for this, even though it's something we need to do ourselves. We ask for Hashem's help. Ad bol yira ilah tzorich la'alos harbei madregos. Until you can get to yiras haromimus, that requires a lot of effort to ascend many, many stairs, many, many levels. There's 15 levels we have to ascend. The year he lost is the Maharal. Boim la saga nafshis. Now we can understand the Gemara. It's not a steer in the Gemara. You guys can already can plug it in yourselves, right? The Gemara, when it says, Amarava Barahuna called him Sheshba Yatoriyem, but you're a Shamayim. You only have the inner keys, but not the outer keys. That's referring to which Yira? What? Yira Schait. Right, Yira Tata, the lower Yira. So then, if you don't have Yira Schait, you're learning Torah, but you have no fear of sin. You're not applying the Torah and living the Torah, and there's no fear of the consequences if you don't keep the Torah. So then the Torah is worthless. You can't access it properly. You can't really connect to the Torah. You need your Shamayim. You need to have the fear of heaven, the fear of Onesh, fear of sin, the fear of punishment, in order to get into Torah. But then, says Machrez Rav Yanai, what is Yiras Shamayim that he's referring to? That's referring to Yiras HaRomimus, the higher level Yira, which is the goal. That's the inner Chotzer. The Torah is then the Shar. You need Yiras Shamayim, lower level, in order to get the Torah. But then Torah leads you to Yiras Shamayim, Yiras HaRomimus. That's what he explains here. Okay, so now we're going to, that's in that paragraph we can skip. Achar et reima eilav, and now on the top of the next column. Achar et reima eilav, once we've explained this, navin hetevet sechilek shebein ha-shita ha-chassidus shal ha-bal shem tov ha-magid zatzal ubein shitas ha-lomdim ha-misnagdim bizman ahu. Now we can understand the machlokas. What's the chilek? Harishonim hinichu es nekudas ha-kovid b'ha-saga nafshis. Hasidim, they put the whole emphasis on that deeper understanding, Hatsaga Nafshit, to reach a level of to attain clarity in the soul. Umemela gam bitna'ea. Therefore, you have to focus on the preconditions and the prerequisites. Taras Hamidos, you have to work on your character, Kedushas Hamachshava, to purify your thoughts, Yira Tata V'ilah, Yira Shamayim, the lower and the higher Yira Shamayim. Achronim, the Misnagdim, Basog HaSichliyot, they focused on the intellectual attainment. Asher Tzna'ea, Hein B'Ikar Rak B'Kiyas V'Chidud. There are conditions, you have to have B'Kiyas, you have to know, you have to have Yedias HaTorah, you have a sharp mind. Achein Nishkechu L'Rov, Shara Tzna'im. And therefore they sort of forgot the other preconditions. Halomdim kibul al hashayot kodim hatvila. The learners, the misnagdim, as they're called, they complained about these wait times before tefillah. Bamram zubitel Torah. What are you doing before tefillah? Going to the mikvah and all these hispodidus. This is bitel Torah. Aval hashayot lo chadasha. This is not a new thing. Gam hachasidim harishonim. How you show in Mekulei, the Gemara in the Mishnah Brachos, right? How you show in Sha'achas Kodam HaTvila, Sha'achas Achar HaTvila. Huchzer Rak HaTar LiYoshna, we've only returned the crown to its former glory. Gam Tamid HaBal Shem Tov Shaktu Al Dlatot HaTorah. Of course the Tamid HaBal Shem Tov also learned Torah in the classic Niglet style. Aval B'yoter Cheshbon HaNefesh, but they spend more time on their soul. I'll I'll give you a few stories and you'll understand the perspective on this. Aleph, Talmido shel Rabbi Mendel of Vitebsk. Za, Nasaila. One of the students, Mendel of Vitebsk, was one of the Talmidim of the Magid. He actually came to Eretz Yisrael. He's buried in Tveria. The Rabbi Nachman Mendel Schneerson. So he's named after his great-great-grandfather, the Tzemach Tzedek, who was also Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who was named after, he was named for Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. That's how they got the name. So the Vitebsker, who wrote a sefer called Pri Haaretz. So one of the Hasidim went to travel to him. V'shavas b'ir ha'yosheves al derech Vitebsk. He's on his way to Vitebsk, and traveling takes a few weeks. So he stopped off in a town. Robo Sham Simanei Talmid Chacham. They saw that he has the signs that he's a Talmid Chacham. Who's man the Rav Hakiva? So he's invited to the Rav's house. Shagolo b'toro b'talmidei hagra. The Suda Shabbos. Tama Rav ha'areach shehu mekateit ragla b'derach korech hakan. So he was wondering, why is this fellow traveling so far to go to Vitebsk? Seems a little unnecessary. Hamnam. Shalu balabayas lo yuchal kvodo limtzolo rav imekomot hakrovim yoter. Can you not find a rav without traveling so far? There's no Talmid Chachamim between here and there, between where you're traveling from to get to Vitebsk. What do you have to run after this Rebbe? So lo on haareach. So the chassid says no. Umati vol shal rav hazeh shechvodon nosei alav. What is the nature of this rabbi that you're going traveling so far? Shal halaz. The rabbi asked, Yiras Hashem yi otzaro, because his treasure is Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem. V'anachnu einenu chas v'sham Yirei Hashem. What? We're not Yirei Hashem. We don't fear God. I'm a reach. Ani medaber mi yira ilo. I'm talking about yiras haromimus. Higher ilo. Yeah, yiras hate you have. Yiras haromimus. So he said, "Hello, ze inyan panimi. This is something that's only expressed in the inside, right? It's a panimius thing." Hayuchal kvodo lakir b'fanav shel adam et machshavosav es panimiusav. So the Rav asked him, how do you know? How do you know that this Rav is who you say he is? You say he has Yiras Haromimus? That doesn't have outer expression. That's something you can only know from the inside of the person. How are you able to see what the inner thoughts of the person is? How do you know that he has it and I don't have it? Can you see what's in the inside of a person? So the chassid answers, yeah, I know. Can. So anareach. So bimetusa. So excuse me, says the Rav to him. Ma ani b'machshavosai ata. So tell me then, if you can see what's in the inner thoughts of the person, what am I thinking about? So the chassid answers, shivisi Hashem yinek yishlami. You're thinking only of Hashem. He goes, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm not thinking of Hashem. So he said, ah. So that's. So he says, really? You're not thinking of Hashem? No, no. So Yislach Namar, Zeu Atam, She'eni Nosei Alav, Vani Mechach Lachik Nidod. That's why I'm going to him and not going to you. Because all he thinks about is Hashem. So, Hasidim win again. Why does the Torah start? Why does the parsha start with the story of Yisrael? What was the chiddush that Yisrael brings to the table? Moshe, obviously, he knew that you just have to appoint other shoftim in order to l'shpot es ha'am. What does Moshe say? Well, she says, "V'yomer Moshe lechasno, ki avo elai ha'am lejosh aluf." Says Moshe Rabbeinu, you know why I have to stand in judgment all day? Because they're coming, Yavo Eli, Ha'am, the Joshua Elohim. Ki Elohim davar ba Eli, v'shafati di ben ish ben re'ehu, v'odati etz chukai, chukai Elohim, v'etz Torah Sabah. What did you say? Almost. Moshe was the Rebbe. In other words, they weren't coming to Moshe. Moshe says, they're coming to me because they want me. It's not the mishpat that's the inyan. They're not coming to me because they need to know the law. If they need to know the law, they can go to many rabbanim. There are many rabbanim along the way from wherever the achas was going to on the way to Betes. They need to know the law. Yeah, a lot of people can know the law. But they're coming to bear a lie. They're coming to talk this by the way. This was said over by Rav Amital. Not the whole, this part. Rav Amital from Rosh Yeshiva and Gush. Zuchar Lavracha. They're interested in they want a connection to Elokus. They want a connection to godliness. They want a connection to the Rebbe. Right? When you go to you guys went to Reb Chaim, and you went to the, so you, everyone's like, you think of a question, right? You think of a question. Because you want to have something to say. I can say, I spoke to the Rebbe, I connected to him, right? People go, they stand online, they come to Eretz, they go on these Rebbe's trips. They have, what are they asking? So they try to think of a question. But it's not the questions that they occur at the bar. He says, Bracha Batzlacha. Oh, he gave me an answer. It's the connection to the Rebbe's that they want. That's what they want. How am I going to solve that? By appointing Shoftim. Right? Of course Moshe could have, but that's not the Ikar HaDvarim. The Ikar HaDvarim is they want to come to me because of what I represent in terms of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe as one who's filled with Yira Ilah, with this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Shivis Hashem and Negi Tamid. Who knows if other Shoftim will have that. Yeah, they're able to answer halachic shaylik and say what happens when you, by mistake, I wash the milchik spoon and the fleshik sink. Okay, you don't need to be a tzaddik to answer that question. But you need to be somebody big. One of the misnagdim used to make fun of this Rebbe. He says, you have all these people coming to you, this one comes to you because his cow broke his leg and he wants to know what he should do. And this one asking about a real estate deal, and this one's asking about. So you spend your whole time dealing with cows and real estate and small things. He says, the Rebbe says, what are you talking about? That's just the. I'm dealing with neshamas. I'm dealing with people. That's just the hechatimtza. So these people are simple people, so they can't talk to me in the Tosfos. But the Ikra Torah is not the Tosfos. The Ikra Torah is the connection between them. They want a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want a connection to Ruchnius. So that's where they come to me. So you think what I'm dealing with is cows and you know, homes and shiduchim? That's what Moshe was represented. And so it's not such a simple thing. So you needed the Yisrael, this non-Jew, to come and to explain to Moshe, okay, listen, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Enechanami, the Balatanya, he wrote the Tanya because he couldn't do it anymore. He said, read the Tanya and you'll get the connection to me. The Torah is Elokus. The Torah, and this is what Rabbi Zevi Reichman said when he was here last week, right, the Torah itself is the will of Hashem. When we learn Torah, there is Dveikus b'Hashem. And by the way, Nefesh HaChaim says it as well. And the Gra here, on the bottom of the page, the Gra here in Mishlei, this pshat in the Gemara is not just the Rebbe, the Ola Yaakov. The Gra himself says there are two different Yiras Shamayims. And that's how you have to understand the Gemara. Yiras HaOnesh and Yiras HaRomimus. And Yiras HaOnesh brings you to Torah, says it here in his Perush HaMishlei. And Torah is what brings you to Yiras HaRomimus. Right? Yiras HaRomimus is the goal, is the tachlis. So when we learn Torah, ultimately we're learning Torah, we want to know Torah, we want to know the halachas, we want to have a seichel dika understanding, but we also want more. We want Elokos, we want a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a person's learning, it's not so simple. Not so simple to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rav Soloveitchik felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking over his shoulder and when he's learning, he felt the presence of the Shekhinah. That is the goal. That is the goal. And the machlokas isn't so great between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim in this area. Between the Talmidei Agra and Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, they both agree in Be'etzem that the goal is to reach levels of Dveikus, to try to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something that may take more time. Maybe the Talmidei Agra is saying you need to spend more time learning on a simple level and mastering learning before you can expect to experience Elokus. But that certainly is the goal. Torah, we learn Torah because that's ultimately that is our closest way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we need, in order to reach those levels, we need to work on our midos and shviras hatayvos and all these things. And that's what the Jews were seeking out, and that's why the Torah begins with this parsha of Yisro and Moshe. Because ultimately, before we can receive the Torah, we have to understand what the tachlis is. The tachlis is the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was the vehicle in which they can connect to. As Chazal tell us, the way to reach Dveikus Bashem is to connect to the Talmidei Chachamim. And so Moshe represented that. And we needed Yisro to teach us that we need other people. Moshe himself couldn't possibly be available to the entire nation. But for those Talmidei Chachamim who would close themselves off and just sit and learn Torah and not make themselves available to people because it interferes with their learning, they're missing the point. Moshe Rabbeinu still met with people. He still was available. The Chassidish Rebbes, when you think about Lubavitcher Rebbe, the man didn't sleep. And the amount of hours that he spent with Jews of all kinds. And he was learning all the time. Like how he managed to be such a major Talmid Chacham while he was seeing so many people. There's nobody in his generation that saw as many people as he did and was as great in Torah as he was. Nobody. No one comes close to balance his service to Jewish people. They were great Talmid Chacham. There may have been people who were greater in certain areas of Torah, but they spend the whole time in the Beis Medrash. They weren't accessible. You couldn't access them. The Rebbe was accessible. He stand for hours every Sunday giving out dollars to people. And that was a later stage when he used to have yechidus with people. So later stage, you were just giving out. So he sat and was available to we'll be done in a minute. There was nobody like him. That's ultimately, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu represented in the beginning of the parasha. That's the prerequisite for Torah, is to understand that the goal ultimately is to reach the chatzar apnimi, which is Yiri Law, and to get hasaga nafshis, not just hasaga sichlis. Halavai by all of us.